sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships rolling.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. One of the lines, Bill of Shorewood, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill of Shorewood?
Hey, Matt. I have a question about Foxconn. When this was originally done, it was supposed to spawn a cutting-edge industry and give us a position here in Wisconsin in that industry. In fact, the proponents even called it Wisconn Valley, kind of a takeoff on Silicon Valley. Now that original purpose is gone, and I'm wondering, now they're talking about making electric vehicles in that big building that they built, and I'm wondering if the contract terms that obligate us to pay a big subsidy per job, if those contract terms transfer to these new purposes that are quite different than the original understanding.
Yeah, you know, you nailed the core issue, and here is the answer. Foxconn broke the contract a long time ago, and the state should have gone in with a breach of contract action immediately, because the Mount Pleasant and Racine have bonded almost $1 billion with a B to prepare the site, get the land, throw people out of their houses for road construction and everything else. And those are damages that should be recoverable in litigation. Fortunately, a private individual, a developer, has brought suit, what's called a derivative action against Foxconn for breach of contract, which you can do as a taxpayer if you go to the municipality, Mount Pleasant and Racine, say, bring the action. They don't do it. You can bring it in their name. And he has excellent lawyers on it. And I think that is pending, and that should do a job. However, to your direct answer, it does violate the contract. The idea is they were going to create 13,000 jobs with an average wage of $53,000 a year. Then they changed that to say with a median wage of $53,000, which means that half of them would be below 53 and half above. And they didn't do that. The only employees they have basically are lawyers, lobbyists, and a few people pushing dirt. And they built this plant because they now have a position in the United States. And I think their initial thought was we can avoid tariffs on Chinese goods, right, by being here local. And they have their hand out all the time. And it wasn't just electric cars built. They then said they were going to make coffee makers. Then they said they were going to be a consulting firm. Then they said they were going to make small screens instead of large screens. Then they said they were going to make ventilators. This is the product of the month. It's a breach of contract. You're absolutely right. I think that Evers is negotiating with them to somehow change the contract. It cannot result in any more money coming out of Wisconsin taxpayers for this scam, okay? And that was it. Excellent point. Going back to the lines, Michael of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Michael?
Hey, good morning. Thank you for taking my call here. I just wanted to pick up on the comments you were making before the break regarding Trump's prospects for running for re-election. I share your view that he is likely to be sitting in a prison by 2024 and will be unlikely to run. However, his influence over the Republican Party may be permanent insofar as I'd suggest that the schism that's in the party right now relates specifically to whether you are a person who believes Trump's lie that he won the election or not. That's going to be the dividing line. And it looks as though that faction is winning. And when you look at what their tactic is, you know, they've painted themselves and the rest of us by extension into a dangerous corner in which they've taken the stance that extreme views are the best. And in order to maintain your shock value and your relevance, if you're an extremist like that, the only option you leave yourself is to grow more and more extreme in your beliefs and your representations. I guess I'm just interested to hear your thoughts on that and what a non-Trump extremist who looks very palatable to the mainstream American might look like, so we kind of know what those warning signs might look like.
That's a really good insight, and I agree with you, and I'm going to tell you to build on that and unpack that a little bit. If, you know, think about this, Michael. If you and I truly believed, say, that Biden or whoever had won an election and Trump had simply printed ballots, like they do in the Commie Ruskies and some of them, there's a lot, we take action. Some of these people think that happened. They think, for instance, that when Milwaukee had a big vote count at 3 a.m, that they were somehow forgeries. They weren't forgeries. Wisconsin law doesn't let you count. They don't even let you count absentee ballots the day of. And Milwaukee was trying to run an election and counting as best they could. The counting ended at 3 a.m. and they released it. So, but there are people in the Republican Party who believe that those were forgeries. It's false, but Ron Johnson and a lot of these people have told false things. So what do these people do? They're very angry. If Trump runs, they'll probably vote for him. He will not win, but I think you're right. I think that Trump will either be in prosecution, convicted, or facing prosecution, and the Republican Party will draw back. So who could be sort of a mini-me, a new Trump, just as toxic, but more palatable to people? In other words, slightly smoother. And here are my nominees. I don't think Cruz is one. Cruz is too, you know, he's not housebroken. I mean, the guy is too slithery and lizard-like. I just don't see him catching on. Josh Hawley has been rejected. He got 3% down there. He's one of these guys who's sort of the class snitch. Nobody wants Josh Hawley. Rubio is just an odd guy trying to go back and forth. The two people that I think may surface, are Rick Scott of Florida and Mike Pence. And here's why I say that. Mike Pence, yeah, a lot of these QAnon types and Proud Boys said, hang Mike Pence. But the average person in the Republican Party looks on Mike Pence as really conservative and, frankly, more conservative than Trump on some social things. Trump would say things, but he's nowhere near as conservative as Mike Pence on things like LGBT rights and so on. And secondly, Mike Pence doesn't say very much, but he's basically just a parrot for the far right. So that's one. Second one is Rick Scott. I saw his interview after CPAC, and Rick Scott has a problem because 140 major companies, donors to the Republican Party, say we're not going to contribute to anybody who denied the legitimacy of the election, period. They're not going to do it. Scott knows that. So when they asked him, now this is a guy that took the fifth. He was a CEO and part owner of a Medicare company that was indicted for Medicare fraud and had to pay a massive fine, I believe $1 billion. And they went after him, the prosecutor, and he took the fifth in front of the grand jury, said, I refuse to answer grounds that might incriminate me. He got elected in Florida. I think that will slow him up. But I think that he is another one because he's very smooth. He comes on, and he goes, well, no, I think Biden was legitimately elected. He sucks up to the corporations. And then at the end, he sticks in the knife, said, but some people think he wasn't, so we have to assuage them. And I think he's going to try to come off as reasonable. This sounds very strange. I hate to predict a horse race 4 years in advance. I suspect that Trump will fade. I suspect that Pence will run. I suspect that the establishment will get behind him and enough of the Proud Boy types will say, oh, well, we didn't like him, but you know, what the heck? He will not take Rick Scott as his vice president because he took the fifth. But he may turn around and he's going to try to take somebody from a different region other than the Midwest. Pence is from Indiana, possibly a woman. The problem is the woman they have who is of the highest character is Liz Cheney. He may not take her. I hope he doesn't take Kristi Noem or one of the, he's smart enough not to take somebody like a Sarah Palin. I mean, so who does he take? I do not know who he takes as vice president, but Michael, that's a very good insight. Who will keep on the Trump toxicity, but with enough of a cover and a facade to somehow slip by? That said, I think, I may be in a minority, I think that Joe Biden will run for re-election. He'll be 82. I get it. Konrad Adenauer of Germany was in his 80s. So was Charles de Gaulle. Some great leaders can be in their 80s. And I think he's going to run for re-election. So, and I think he would beat these people. If he doesn't, I think Kamala Harris will run. It's not foregone conclusion she'll get it. We have a lot of other good people. So stand by. But be very careful about Mike Pence and Rick Scott. Thanks very much for calling in. And finally, Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Well, one thing for Mike Pence, what I'd hammer home to women is that Mike Pence proposed that women had to register when they missed their periods because he is so opposed to abortion, afraid women might go out and, you know, that avail themselves of
well, I think we got to be afraid. I mean, I've never heard him say that. Maybe somebody did. I think what we do and when we characterize what he does, which is very, very extreme, I think it's, you know, we got to stick to whatever he said. So I forget what he said, Mark, but yeah, I get the point that you're saying that Mike Pence is extreme and that should be touted around. And I agree with you 100%.
And hammer it home now. You start destroying the man now. I mean, that I'm sorry that I'm, you know, we have to get to that, down to that level. But we have to, I mean, this is an out-and-out war to save democracy. And we have to destroy these guys for what we know that they've done. I mean, these guys that, you know, and expose their views now so people get used to hearing this stuff, and so it's not just something we throw out during the election. The people, that this is in their minds, that this is what these guys are. And if you're a person of any kind of thinking mind, that even people with conscience, conservatives, you know, should be rejected, these guys, because...
Yeah, right, I agree. I just am saying that, you know, some people will characterize something, not you, but others, and it turns out isn't. I mean, I doubt very seriously he said that women should register, although I think he is quite conservative. So I want to stay away from the Republican tactic of just, you know, Robin Voss had an opponent who's a Democrat, and he photoshopped a sign where the guy said defund the police, which is false. It was photoshopped. We don't want that kind of stuff. But we have plenty to work with Mike Pence. I'm just saying that of all of them, he was the vice president. I'm not supporting him. But unless they come up with a nut job, that's who I think they will come up with. I hope they come up with Mitt Romney. Not going to vote for him either, but at least I'll sleep well if he gets in, simply because he won't betray us to the commie Ruskies, and he isn't an absolute abject right-wing nut. I mean, isn't it sad that the bar is that low? We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.